Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for letting us be a part of your MLK Day. Hope your celebrations have gone well today. Or you've enjoyed a day off, whichever works. It's funny, it's just the middle of January. I've already got to do Cox's show a couple of times, Reardon's show a couple of times. You know, when you work at 97.1, you must get some good holidays here.
I think so.
Or vacations kick up really quick, you know. I get the Reardon thing because he took his daughter to go see the Katy Perry show in Vegas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, about a week or so.
Yeah, so I get that. That's fulfilling a Christmas gift that he gave to her. That was awesome. He gets today off. That's awesome. I get to come play radio for a while. That's awesome. You know what's also awesome? Miss Rodeo Missouri 2022. Alexa Daly got the honor, and she is getting all of her pageantry made official on Saturday, I believe. Alexa, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
You know, I'm just excited to talk to you. I am dying for some good news to happen, and I'm sick of all the other stuff that's been going on, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm tired of talking about COVID. I'm tired of talking about all the DC stuff that's going on, and I love the fact that your mother documents everything that happens in your life on Miss Rodeo. That is pretty awesome.
She definitely does. She likes to show me off, and I am very fortunate to have a mom that does that for me. So she is amazing.
I am super excited that a young lady from O'Fallon, Missouri, wins this honor. So tell me a little bit about Miss Rodeo Missouri. How did this come about? How did you get started into this competition? And tell me a little bit about that competition.
All righty. So in August, we competed in conjunction with the Troy Rodeo up in Troy, Missouri. And I'd always looked up to the Miss Rodeo Missouri girls, and I always dreamed of being Miss Rodeo Missouri one day. And so this year it kind of fell into my lap with my schedule to go on and compete. So for the pageant, you sign up, and then you wait for the pageant to come on, and you go and you do your introductions. You have a horsemanship competition, which is where you do a set pattern given to you before the pageant by the judges. You complete the pattern, and then it's judged based on the maneuvers that you and your horse complete, and then you go in with an interview, which is based on your personality, rodeo knowledge, horse knowledge, anything based on that. And then you also have impromptu questions and a speech.
Wow, it's like a regular pageant just with horses.
Absolutely. So instead of the bikini modeling, we do a horse pageant.
I love that. It's a little more messy from time to time, but I'm sure it's a lot of fun. So how did you get into this? When did you first start riding?
So I didn't start riding until I was 10 years old. I grew up with classical ballet, actually. So that was a big jump going from ballet to horses. My cousin introduced me at Thanksgiving, actually. He's like, "Do you want to come ride my horse?" I was like, "Well, yeah, horses are cool." And so I really just jumped into it from there. I've always been very competitive, and the equine industry just led me to a very competitive and passion-driven opportunity.
So I saw that you went to school at Southern Arkansas University. Which,
yes.
By the way, I'm an Arkansas boy, so God love you for going to God's country to go to school. So what led you down to SAU?
So I originally had went to SAU for the rodeo team. I didn't make it, but it led me to a better path. I met my current trainer, Alan Shaw, and he really took me in like a father figure, and he showed me the ways of the horse world and the bigger industry that I had never been introduced to, and I grew so much moving down there, and I just absolutely loved it.
I got to tell you, I was really surprised, because it's not often that you hear someone from a metropolitan area who is named Miss Rodeo for any state, I wouldn't think. But, you know, being in the suburbs and living in O'Fallon, not a small town, being a Fort Zumwalt South young lady, it just seemed like I didn't expect that you would be that person. You expect somebody to be from mid-Missouri or someone in sort of, as I said, where I grew up out in the country. you don't strike me as country, but I think it's awesome that you got into this and that you went through that. So it seems like now that you've won this honor, you're going to hit the road.
Yes. My first outing will actually be, I fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, January 27th for Rodeo Rapid City. I will be there until February 26th participating in the rodeo every night. We have a fashion show coming up for the ladies up there. We get interviewed by the Miss Rodeo America 2020-2021, Jordan Tierney. So that is such a great honor that we get to go do that. And I'm really excited to go there. It's going to be a great experience.
So I'm sure South Dakota is awesome. Probably wouldn't pick to go there in January.
Yeah, it's going to be a different experience. But luckily, the rodeo is indoors.
So do you take your horse with you when you go?
No, so we're actually provided horses by sponsors and stock contractors whenever we go there. We get in contact with them before the rodeo happens.
So it looks like you're going to be traveling all over the country, obviously going to South Dakota. I saw you're going to end up the year in Vegas. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I will end up competing for Miss Rodeo America 2023 in conjunction with the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in the beginning of December.
So tell me a little about the stuff in between. So now you can have sponsors, and sponsors can be a showcase with you everywhere that you go across the country all through 2022. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So we take sponsors. We appreciate these sponsors so much. They help us with our wardrobe to compete for the Miss Rodeo America pageant. They help us travel. They help us get to go experience all these amazing places. But they also help to promote us and promote their business. So we give out 10,000 autograph sheets statewide, let alone the amount of autograph sheets we hand out nationwide.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity for businesses to help us out, and we also get to help promote them.
So tell me a little bit about what do you expect your life to be like over the next year? Is it just going to be one hotel room after the next that you're going to be bouncing around? Or do you get to spend some time at home? I know you just graduated, right? Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Yes.
So I guess the career gets put on hold for a year. Is that how this works out?
Yes. I plan to take a gap year after I graduated just to get a little bit more experience in the industry. But with this opportunity, I will get way more experience and exposure than I ever expected. So I'll get to spend a little bit of time at home. There's 8 rodeos that I get to go to in the state of Missouri. So I'll be taking my personal horse to those 8 rodeos, and I'm super excited to get out there and do that. Otherwise, we get to stay in hotels, which are sponsored by people, by local people in those cities we get to go to. And we also get to stay with host families. So that's going to be really cool, getting to know people in other states and cities.
That sounds exciting. You know, going to South Dakota in January, probably not the thing that I would pick, but going to Kissimmee, Florida in February, that I could be on board with.
Yes, that is going to be so much fun. We actually get to go to Gatorland, and we get to take our picture on an alligator. I am super excited about that.
I have been to Gatorland. It's actually super exciting. It's fun to watch them hold chickens out there, and you have a 13-foot alligator come jumping up out and grabs this chicken out of this guy's hand. It's like one you got from the grocery store. It's not a live chicken. Abby's looking at me like, that sounds god-awful. I'm like, no, it's actually pretty fun. Well, that is really exciting. So tell me about, you're an agriculture major. Was that correct?
Yes, sir. I was an animal science major.
So tell me about, what are your plans? I mean, obviously, this is a great opportunity. It's going to get you tons of exposure. But once this is finished, what are you planning to do?
So I haven't fully decided yet. There's so many different avenues that I can take with my degree. The end goal is to be able to own and operate a large-scale beef cattle ranch and cutting horse operation. That's always been a dream of mine. But to get there, I don't know what I want to do yet, so that's still up in the air.
Hey, I'm 55. I haven't figured out what I want to do yet either. So I'm right there with you. I thought your dad would try to talk you into be part of the O'Fallon Fire Department or something like that.
I think he did when I was younger. I shadowed him a few times, and I was like, no, this just isn't for me. I want to be out in the field working every day. So that's truly what I enjoy.
So tell me a little bit about your horse. I know you have to have a horse that you've done these competitions with.
Yeah, so I actually have five.
Wow.
One's my dad's. I don't technically claim him. He's my dad's. But my current show horse, her name is Lena Zaina. She's the horse that I've been taking all over the country, competing in ranch classes, rodeo queen pageants, anything you can imagine. But the horse that I'll be taking to the rodeos with me this year, her name is Maggie. I got her as a two-year-old, and we just grew a bond together growing up, and it's been a great journey with her. She is a firecracker.
Well, it sounds like her rider is one as well. So tell me a little bit about Saturday, your event that's happening at the Elks Lodge, 4:00. What is that all about?
So Saturday will be my official coronation day. I will officially be crowned Miss Rodeo Missouri. Currently, I have the lady-in-waiting crown, so I will get the official bright and shiny Miss Rodeo Missouri crown that is passed down year to year. And after the coronation happens, we're going to have proclamations. We're going to have donations by the Missouri Fur Trappers. I will get a fur vest donated by a few trappers throughout Missouri. I will get to wear that throughout my year. We'll be having a Mr. Rodeo Missouri competition. It's something to raise money. It's really funny, and it gets a bunch of the men out there just being a little goofy. And then at 6:00, we will have a rock and roll bingo, which my mom has told me all about it. She is super excited for it because I've never gotten to play before. But it's all sorts of music genres, and then it's just regular bingo, but you can cheat. So it's kind of cool.
How do you cheat? Can you scroll through on your phone and play Shazam or something like that to pick up the tunes?
Yeah, they actually encourage you cheating using Shazam, so it's pretty neat. It's because, I mean, if you don't have your answer on your bingo card, you can't cheat. So, I mean, or you can't win, so it doesn't really matter if you cheat or not.
That is hilarious. I love that. And I may actually have a chance to win if I can cheat, you know?
Yes,
I used to have a boss.
It's all for fun.
I had a boss that used to say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So, you know, I love that. Well, I'm really excited for you. I'm very excited that a young lady from St. Charles County wins this honor. It sounds like you're going to have a ton of fun over the next year. I look forward to keeping up with you, seeing how all this goes. Is there I know you're going to be in Vegas next year. In December is when the Miss America is, right?
Yes, Miss Rodeo America pageant.
So that is in December of next year in Vegas. If you win that, what happens at that point?
So if I were to win Miss Rodeo America 2023, I would go on the road even more extensively than I already will be this year. People will have me come in for galas, for charity events and everything in between. I'll go to rodeos all across the country, including Canada, and you actually get to go out with Miss Rodeo Canada a lot in conjunction with the Miss Rodeo America, Inc., and so it's a really cool opportunity, as well as sometimes you get to go and spend a week with Miss Rodeo Australia. So
wow.
That's really fascinating.
This sounds like a whole big thing that if you can get that done. There should be a Miss Rodeo universe at this point, you know?
There should be. I agree.
There should be. Hey, so we can make that happen. We're can-do kind of people. We're going to make that happen. So before I let you go, has there been any experience that's just been, like, wow, that stands out in your mind and says, that's just been the coolest thing through this whole process? I know it's tough to narrow it down to just one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had so many incredible experiences. Probably my favorite experience is just getting to meet all of the girls throughout the Miss Rodeo America organization and getting to become friends with them and see the journeys that they go through their year and throughout the course of the rest of their lives. So it's really neat to connect with people all across the country that you would never meet on a daily basis. So I'm very fortunate to get to do that.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see you on Saturday. I know Mayor Hennessy from O'Fallon is going to be there, along with, I'm sure, hundreds of other people who are going to come out for this event. This is Alexa Daly. We're very excited for you. We're very proud of you, and wish you the best of luck in what sounds like it's going to be a crazy busy 2022. And hopefully you win the Miss Rodeo America, which would be even cooler.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for taking the time on this MLK Day. You know, it's just exciting when you have events like that and, like, local people they win certain pageants and contests and stuff like that. And then you start realizing there's all kinds of stuff that's going on around you every day that you're just clueless on. I'm not excited about that part, right? I'm excited to find out that all this stuff is going on, but I'm kind of embarrassed. Like, how did I not know that all these things were happening? Her mom's a friend, so she documents her life on social media on a regular basis, which is awesome. I have a brand new grandchild. I'm doing the same thing, right? So you put all that stuff out there. But I didn't pay that much attention. I just thought, oh, okay, so Alexa's into horses. Okay, that's great. And then I saw that she won the Miss Rodeo Missouri pageant, and I'm like, wow, I should have paid more attention to something like that. So her coronation is going to happen on Saturday at the Elks Lodge in O'Fallon. The mayor's going to be there. The county executive is doing a proclamation for her. So we're going to give that to her as well. And they've got a barbecue and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be exciting. So congratulations, Alexa. We're very excited for you. The cut of the day is the only thing we have left on that. And we're going to do something that you probably saw coming, but I will tell you, it's not Martin Luther King. So maybe that's enough of a teaser to keep you on the other side. My name is Mike Elam, filling in today on The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.